Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Lifestyle, wellness, and a damn good time. Level up, level up, level up, level up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it! I hear you say that shit is bananas. Listening to the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby.
Oh my God.
Dun, 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 dun. Ice, Ice Baby. Dun, 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 dun. You know how this came out? When I was trying to figure out what to say, I was like, word to your mother. I was like, I can't just like totally show how much of a 90s person
you just did.
Well, if I would have said word to your mother, would you have known what that was? Word to your mother.
Probably.
Okay, well, welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Holla.
Yes, you are.
I'm Jenny. Hi. Who are you?
I'm the other guy.
Oh my God, I hate when you do that, but I'm used to it now. Hey, I guess you don't like how I open, so I don't like how you say your name sometimes. Whoa, got you. Not really. All right, yo. So we're sitting here. We're sitting here, and we are recording this, thinking about the holidays, thinking about heading into the season, and thinking about what you may be thinking about right now as you're listening to this episode. And my guess is that for a lot of people, you know, it's
2023. End of the
year. Yeah, here we come with the new year.
Resolution.
Yeah.
You know, have you noticed, though, that's not as big as it used to be?
Thank God. You know what's interesting? God, you know what's interesting? So, I mean, dare I say this? Dare I say this, but I feel like...
Dare you?
Sometimes I forget the way people live because we have shifted so much of our life and the way that we live that the things that a lot of people experience this time of year, like I just opt out. I choose not to experience it. I choose... And what I mean by that is like... I mean, we've sold everything. We totally do holidays our own way now. Like I don't... I just choose not to get sucked into all of that. And right. This is coming from unwinding like years of corporate and years of programming and really just stepping into this space in the way that I want to show up, the way that we want to show up. So, you know, to talk about some of these things, you know, sometimes I'm like, are people still doing New Year's resolutions? I mean, I suppose so in a way, because I think what happens, because even here's the thing, I feel like it's always important to pause and have a look at your life. Pause and really think like, is my life going the way I want? Am I happy? Like, what's my intention for this year or for this next phase or this next quarter or whatever it is?
Right.
Okay. So I'm not against the idea behind New Year's resolutions and that it's a time, you know, it's a good time to kind of like revisit your life.
Not against rap. Not against those rappers. I am against those thugs. Sorry.
Apparently that's something I don't know about.
It's the thuggish, ruggish
bomb. Oh, I didn't realize that was in there. I know that song, but yeah, like I like the idea that January of a new year reminds us to kind of like look at our life. But the thing is, and like you said, thank God people are starting to like not care about New Year's resolutions because it's basically like, oh, let me throw out all these goals that are going to last for 2.2 seconds and then I'm going to be back to my life.
Right.
Okay. So I know that if you're listening to this, like you're already on this page. You're already there, or maybe this, you're almost there.
Right.
Okay. All right. What I do like is one thing we were talking about. We're talking about, okay, well, as the year turns over, what is it that we can focus on and bring into our life? And sometimes you just keep going and you forget to pause. And I really want to expand and invite in all these big things. So I'm looking forward to spending some time and really just thinking about what I want to invite in for 2023 and who I want to become and what do I need to embody? What beliefs can I integrate and shift and step into so that I can invite in all that I want? Okay. All right. So if we talk about, this is going to be fun today. So we decided to do something a little bit different. And I was like, all right, let me Google search and see what comes up for around New Year's resolutions. And the first article that I picked up on, this is what we're going to talk about a little bit. And we went through these, and some of these are really good. These are good ideas. And I think this is a good topic that we can just kind of share our thoughts on. And it's just going to be fun. All right. So I came across this article on InStyle.com, and it's titled 10 Unexpected New Year's Resolutions That Will Actually Make Your Life Better. I was like, tell me more.
I got a feeling we've talked about most of these.
We probably have, except for the one about the topless thing. Okay, number one, commit to only doing exercise you actually like. Hey, I'm on board with this. I feel like this is an intention more than like a resolution. And shit, like, why not? Why on earth do you need to put yourself through shit that you hate? Like, I mean, you could probably even, like, give your two cents expertise on this and why you like this one.
No, I mean,
actually, your expertise is worth more than 2 cents. I'd just like to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't holler for a dollar.
But Badum-sh.
I agree and kind of disagree with this one.
Ooh. Throw me for a loop here.
Yeah.
I like this one 100%. All right. Tell me more.
Not because the more you find something like you're going to enjoy doing, it's not just exercise or working out. It becomes a part of your life. Like you look forward to doing it instead of, oh my God, I have to do this. Right. But for some people, they might not know what they like or enjoy yet. So they have to try a couple of things. So if you know what you like, yes, I totally agree. Why put yourself through hell and high water for whatever reason? But yeah, if you're still trying to figure it out, you might have to go through a couple of things before you're like, you know what? I really like kickboxing. You know what? I really like Les Mills on Demand. I really like going to the gym. I really like staying at home. I really like calisthenics. I really like plyometrics. Like, you got to kind of date a little bit the fitness programs.
Okay. I want to put my life adventure spin on this, because as you were saying that and you're saying trying different things, it's almost like a version of the life adventurous list, because the life adventurous list is based on like, what are the things that I want to do in this year or my life or the 6 months or whatever. And you're putting like these fun things in front of you. It's kind of like that, because maybe you can make it a fun thing and be like, okay, what things do I want to try this year to get me outside of my comfort zone, to have me doing different things? And through that, you find exactly what it is that you really love. And also what you don't like. So maybe, you know, if you live in a cold place, maybe you put like snowshoeing on there, and maybe you put cross-country skiing or walking around the park, or I don't know, whatever. Maybe you want to try kickboxing, and you want to try kayaking, and you want to try dance fitness, and I don't know, whatever. You can put all those things on and try them out and see what works. But then it's also this thing that helps you get out of your comfort zone and doing new things and meeting new people.
Exactly.
That's my life adventure spin. Okay, number two, hide your self view on Zoom. And this is rooted in a lot of people being self-conscious about the way they look on screen. And so apparently plastic surgeons have had a spike in requests for their services. So a lot of people are feeling self-conscious or hyper-aware about how they look, and they feel uncomfortable about it. So what they're suggesting here is adjust your video conference settings so that you no longer see yourself during video calls.
Oh, so wait, do other people still see you?
I believe so.
You just don't see yourself.
It sounds like you're not seeing yourself. So you're not being self-conscious about it. Cool. Because if you're in person, you're not like looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, at first I thought the same. Like, okay. It was like,
the fuck? But yeah, if people can still see, because I know certain situations you can't, like you have to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we work with people, I rather see them.
Right.
Like if they don't want to see themselves, that's perfectly fine.
Right. Well, and two, I think this is what I'm thinking as well, and we're definitely not going to dig into this here, but I'm thinking about the retreat that I'm putting together for next year that's about helping you to build confidence and to really get in touch with who you are and shed all of the like programs and limitations that have been there are shedding all of them. Ha! Huh? I wish I could get you to shed all of them, but shed the like shed some of them.
I'm going to have to come up with a different word for shed.
Release.
Ah, that word.
And release.
Yes.
And let go of.
Boom.
Limiting beliefs and programs and things. And so I feel like with this, there's also an opportunity to build your self-confidence and self-trust so that there isn't such a focus on how you don't look or how you should look or whatever. Like, I know that there's a whole other topic and I'm touching on something that could be like trigger warnings and stuff here. But what I'm saying is the work that I am doing and that I have done with people is also infusing more confidence. Okay. So I wanted to add that too. I feel like that's also a piece of that. Number three, examine your relationship with alcohol. And then they say, or marijuana or whatever else you might use to self-medicate.
Yeah, I totally agree with this one.
What do you think? They mentioned here about dry January as a popular New Year's resolution. How do you feel about like something like that, like a dry month or whatever?
The fuck is, oh, wait. I was
really?
Gutter. Sorry.
Oh my God.
My bad.
Well, I guess, I mean, you could still go to the gutter with it because it's just basically abstaining from whatever.
I feel we have vices for a particular reason. And if you're not ready, able, or willing to go cold turkey, that could be more detrimental than more hurt than helpful, honestly, because it's kind of like being on a 30-day program and someone tells you to cut out everything you love eating. And then as soon as the 30 days are over, you go right back to it because it wasn't your choice. You just, someone told you to do it. So, but if it's your full on choice to try it, I wouldn't even say for January, if it's like, oh man, I don't know about that. Especially when a lot of people use alcohol and some of these other vices to help them get through something. Mm-hmm. I would say start smaller. Try 7 days. Try 2 weeks. Try 21 before you jump to the entire month.
You know what I like about what they say here, and I like this perspective because also, yes, I agree with everything you're saying. And, you know, we also talk about like experimenting with different things. So they say...
not jokes.
Yeah. Experimenting with different things in your life to see how they impact you as it relates to this topic. So if I here's what they say. If I opted to stay home from a boozy get together or a night out on the town, I realized how less frequently I was seeing certain individuals. So basically you realize that you share certain things in common with these people because what links you is the bar mm-hmm. or whatever that vice is or whatever it is that you're doing. So you think that like that's what links you. And then you realize, you know, maybe there are other ways that you can occupy your time, right. Potentially, especially what we help with, more fulfilling ways.
Right.
You have more time to do the things that you really want to do. So it then pushes you to look for other ways. And even if, you know, if you can get your friends on board and you share who you share the alcohol and going out with, maybe you plan a social calendar that doesn't have alcohol as the main reason that you guys are hooking up. So that could be another way you all could support each other too.
And I really like this one because I recently had this conversation with myself earlier. A few months ago, earlier.
All right, number four, curate your social media feeds. Hell to the motherfucking yeah.
Yeah, facts, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, we were talking about that because like my Instagram feed literally is volleyball and travel and spiritual stuff.
And then I introduced it to some ratchet shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, mine's all fucking butterfly and rainbows, and that's on purpose. Like on Instagram, like I unfollow anything that I don't want that shit in my feed. So I unfollow anything, and I don't like Facebook. I will connect with more friends and stuff. But what I like about Facebook is I have the ability to say hide, like don't see this person ever, but stay friends. Like I do that on a lot of times because I'm still curating my feed. But for sure on Instagram, I see all rainbows and butterflies there and I fucking love it. So guess what? You have the option to do that too.
No, and it's super, super important to do that. And this might be a double-edged sword, but it's like goes back to how the older generations, and I guess I'm saying older generations, would say like, well, you need to be informed. Do you? Because honestly, I feel if it's something that fucking crazy, you're going to find out sooner or later. So to just bombard yourself, your and mental health is becoming a normal thing now in awareness of it. But to bombard yourself with this, all this negativity, like, why would you do that when you can control what you see? Like Jenny said, her feed is rainbows and unicorns and shit. So like, if looking at puppies and babies doing stuff makes you happy and it brightens up your day, why wouldn't you like cultivate your feed to show you more of that, so you can be in a higher place? What's the happy drug, the happy hormone called? Epinephrine?
Cortisol?
No. Anyway, the happy drug, the happy hormone. Yeah. So yes, 100% that.
So what I love here is the quote here. It says, purge anything that entices you to shop impulsively, diet, or restrict, or anyone whose messages make you feel less than.
Yes.
And look, here's the thing. Here's what I've done sometimes. Even if it's someone I love who's super high vibe, if I find myself in a space where I'm starting to get really jealous or annoyed, like looking at their content, I will unfollow them. Even if they are absolutely amazing and they have all great messages and it is really positive, but if I find myself starting to kind of get in that path where I'm like feeling jealous of them or whatever, I will unfollow them. Because know that you can always refollow them when you're in a better space. Like, you can totally do that. So I have done that many times.
Number five,
be more intentional about cooking, sourcing, and or eating your food. What I love, and I'm going to say this quote that starts off with, instead of embarking on a super restrictive diet for 2023, this 2022 is what it says here because it's from the previous year. What if you dug a bit deeper this time and focused on changing your relationship to food?
Love it.
Hell yeah.
And for those of you who are like, oh my God, I can't cook, there are numerous delivery services out there that we've tried that are awesome and amazing. There's always a way. So before you say, I can't do that, yes, you can. There's more than one way to figure that shit out.
And actually, we're about to start, just a little side note, and this is what we love about it. We're about to start a plant-based Whole30 challenge that they just launched. And by the time this comes out, we would have already been into it for a few weeks or something. And what I love about it is exactly this. Like, we're trying out new recipes, things that we wouldn't normally try, like expanding our palate. Like, I really love it for those reasons. So I really am on board with that. Number six, tackle your email inbox. So here it's talking about no need to get to inbox zero if that's not your thing. But the point here is, now is a great time to evaluate what's serving you and what isn't. And your email inbox is a great place to start, especially if you have thousands of unread emails.
I really like this one as well, especially when they say don't focus on trying to get to zero, because honestly,
that's stressful.
I got emails that are so old, but they're still in there for whatever reason, right? So, but what I've started doing is, if something comes through, I unsubscribe.
Yeah, right there.
Right,
open it, then unsubscribe. And
there. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed too. Like, I'm usually pretty good at like deleting and getting stuff out. But I also, if I recognize, like, there may be brands or people or things that I'm like, oh, I really like their stuff, but I just don't feel like reading it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'll notice if I keep deleting it over and over and over, I'm like, okay, this is obviously a waste of time to delete. Let me just go unsubscribe.
Well, if you have Google Gmail, I do notice sometimes, like, if you unanswer the email, it'll actually prompt you and be like, yo, we see you haven't opened email from said sender in a while. Do you want to unsubscribe? Are you still?
Is that on the phone? Or just on the computer?
That's on the computer.
Okay. I'm mostly on the phone.
Actually, you know what? It might be on the phone too. I'm not sure, because I actually use a different email client app.
Okay.
But I have noticed, I don't know where I've noticed it, so I don't know if it's on the computer. If you guys know, please shoot us an email or holler at us. Let me know where it's at. But yeah, I have seen that where, you know, even the email clients are getting more smarter with, okay, we've noticed you haven't opened this. Like, you're not giving a fuck.
Right.
If you don't.
Well, let's go ahead and bounce. Yeah. Honestly, because like, yes, we want more people on our email list. But at the same time, you want people who are engaged in actually opening your stuff or actually want your stuff.
Right.
So it's It is actually helping the person if you unsubscribe because you're just not into it anymore, because it'll help their overall open rates and whatever. So don't feel guilty about that. Like, if it's not serving you, that is the primary thing.
Yep.
Especially if you're like on a friends list to support them or whatever. Like, if you want to support them and be on their list to give them numbers, share their posts on social media.
Yeah,
you know, comment on their posts on social media. Like, do that kind of stuff instead. Okay. Number 7, implement the topless test. What is the topless test?
Yeah,
we were like, what the hell? So only spend time online or safely in person with friends you would take your top off in front of. Thank God this next thing is there, because they're like, if you wouldn't take your top off in front of anyone, switch up the test to something that makes more sense. For example, it could be the people you would feel comfortable talking to with your mouth full of food, or calling when you need to cry, or another benchmark that tells you someone isn't like in your trust zone.
Yeah, I like those examples, because I was like, yo, number 2, what happened to number 2? Like, what about the Zoom people?
Right? I was
we went from not seeing myself on Zoom to just taking my shirt off.
Right?
It's crazy.
I think this is really just about obligations, who you spend time with, and especially being more mindful about your energy and where it's going and who you're connected to. I think that's really the point here.
I thought I was going to have an opposite opinion on some of these two, but I'm really digging these, because even like subconsciously, unconsciously, I've started to do this on Facebook and mm-hmm. Instagram and even like LinkedIn. Shut up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, just scrolling through your friends list. And if you honestly haven't spoken to said person in a while, Jenny says she unfollow?
Yeah, like it depends. Like I'll keep them as friends, but I unfollow them.
I unfriend you. Because that frees up more space to see stuff from people you really want to see stuff instead of being bombarded with like all this other stuff. So, yes, I would do a friends list detox.
Well, that's like in person, because you went to social media with it. This is like who you would spend time with.
No, I didn't actually. That's why I was talking about social media. Definitely in person. Yes, I definitely agree with
that.
Well,
you're way more intentional about this anyway.
Yeah.
Like you're already check mark times 100 for Jay on this. This is for people who like feel like they need to hang out with everybody, or, you know, there's certain friends that drain them, or, you know, they feel like there's energy vampires out there. Like this is that.
If you feel like,
be more intentional with your time.
If you feel like you need to hang out with somebody,
I would say this also applies to family. So if there's family members that are toxic like, you don't have to hang out with them. Even though you may feel comfortable enough to chew with a mouthful or take your top off, right? But like, if there's something toxic there, I would say this also applies too. That's where I feel like the whole.
I'm just saying, if you're struggling in this area, holler at me. We'll talk about it.
Okay, number 8: rearrange, declutter, or redecorate your space.
Yes.
Oh, we are pros at this.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
I'm not even gonna lie to myself.
What the fuck?
I'm looking at a bag of fucking receipts. Mine. That's why I said I'm not going to lie on myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm definitely not a pro. I'm working and becoming a pro.
All right, we're pros at aspects of this, because we've done already decluttered a ton of shit from our life, but Jay still has clutter packs. Clutter Ziplocs.
I'm a work in progress.
Okay, well, I was thinking the fact that we sold everything and then we literally redecorate every time we're somewhere. Like, not literally, because we don't change the pictures on the walls, but 8? The way that we set up. Huh? Okay, well, don't worry about us. How about you?
Okay.
This is, I'm turning it back on them. Like, I'm like, enough about us.
No, but I'm saying it's super important. I agree with this, because having a lot of clutter around is sometimes a mirror back of how you work, how your mind is working.
Oh, yeah.
And the more decluttered your space is, the more room you have to breathe. You know what I'm saying? The more
To think.
Yeah, to think. The ideas come. So, yes, that's why I say I'm a work in progress. Definitely better than I was when we got on the road a year and a half ago.
Yes.
But it's a process. It's a process. But it's a very important process because it's so much easier to go into your office space or a room or in anywhere and know exactly where something is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so here's what they say. So take some time to look at your physical space and whether it reflects where you want to be and what you want to achieve now. So exactly what you said, thinking about what's there. Does it support you? Does it still light you up? Is there maybe something else that would be better supported there? Or is there something you can get rid of and release and bless in someone else's life?
My cousin does this thing every year where he puts stuff in a box. And if he doesn't go back to the box in 6 months, he just gets rid of the box. Because he's like, if I haven't used it in 6 months.
That's such a good idea. And I haven't looked for it. I haven't.
Right.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Clearly, I love that.
It was just taking space, taking up space. Wow,
that's so good. All right, number 9, buy clothes that fit now.
No, I totally disagree with this one.
Okay, so here's their take on it. If your body has changed recently, it can be frustrating to realize that some of your old favorites no longer fit. They're saying that this can be a great time to let go of items that no longer work for your body as it is today. If you hang on to constant reminders of unmet goals or times when your habits were less healthy or something like that, it can take a toll on your psyche. That's their take on it.
I disagree. I would work on some identity work and mindset shifting because people get into the habit of buying clothes. And if we don't address the root cause or the root issue, you know, somebody might be an emotional eater or anxious eater, or they're stressed or overwhelmed and they continue doing what they're doing. So it's like, okay, I've gained 20 pounds. I bought clothes for that body. Now I've gained 30 pounds. Now I bought clothes for that body. That's why I disagree with this one.
Okay. So what's your take on this? You know, I've had a pair of shorts that I said I will fit into one day and I've been carrying them on this trip and I still have yet to fit into them.
Well, here's the thing, out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if the shorts, particular situation, are packed into, so for me, I have gauge clothes, basically a shirt, a pair of pants, something that I know exactly where I am if I put them on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if I'm like putting on this shirt and I got to do the wetsuit shimmy to get it mm-hmm. on, I've known I need to tighten up somewhere. Or if I put the shirt on and it just like slides right on, I know I'm good.
Okay.
But once again, if you don't have these clothes, if you don't take them out until like once or twice a year,
you don't have that as a, yeah. I like that. You know what I'm going to like add to this that they say here, and this is not our specialty, but it is something that we want to just, I feel like it's important to add to this, is they talk about, you know, those who are in recovery from eating disorders, like this can really make an impact. So if you have them there and they're constantly causing your inner critic and causing a lot of other trauma and stuff, if it's related to something like that with your emotional health or an eating disorder, make sure that you're working with a proper
yes.
person to help you with that. Because look, what we're talking about is not the one all be all. Like,
right.
If you're triggered by this or something, just I wanted to at least give you space if that's something that is impacting you.
No,
I'm not saying you have to sit there and like
I totally have agree your with check-in. That. I totally agree with that.
And there's no way possibly that on this podcast or at any point in our life that we could absolutely address every single freaking situation out there. It's just not even possible. But I saw that on here and I felt like that was important to add.
Super important.
Because, all right, number 10, and this is kind of like rolls in with what I just said. 10, start therapy. Yes and yes and yes.
Yeah, totally agree.
Start therapy and hire a coach. Have them both at the same time.
Yeah. Have a team.
Yeah.
Have a go-to team. Have a coach. Have a trainer. Have a, what else is there?
Spiritual coach,
yeah, have
energy worker, have a massage therapist.
Have the team
that helps support you to be your best.
Exactly. Think about professionals. Professionals have a team. That's why they're professionals.
And how fucking awesome if you have some professionals who can go deep on a couple of things.
But yes.
You got two speaking to you.
Having a therapist in therapy yeah. is another thing that is becoming more normal because, you know, I know in the past, like if you went to a therapist, a shrink or whatever, something was wrong with you and no one wanted to see, like say that, oh, I've been going to a shrink because of whatever. But yeah, it's important. It's important. Do it. It fucking helps.
Yeah. I love what they say in here. Taking an hour out of the week to reflect and discuss how you were doing with a professional who can help guide you and shift your perspective is invaluable. You don't need to be in crisis to be in therapy. Yes. And you deserve to have an emotional outlet. Yes, 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 yes. And the fact, I wish I would have known this and realized this because I've always believed in therapy. But I never like felt like there was a strong need for me to work with a therapist.
Right.
And because I was like, I'm good. I love my life. It's awesome. And knowing what I know now and looking back, I wish that I would have had a therapist while I was in my sales job. Like she's like, it says here, you know, someone to talk to every week or every other week.
Right.
To talk to regularly. You know, hey, what's going on? You know what? This is driving me nuts and that's driving me nuts. And I'm annoyed at this and I feel unfulfilled here and, you know, whatever. And for someone to reflect that back to me and help give me tools and help keep me on track and help me understand and process my feelings and teach me, like, Super important. And actually, geez, I'm even thinking now, you said have a team. This is something that I'm even thinking as we continue to grow, to have a therapist that I speak to regularly.
Yep.
On the regular. Wow. This is kind of opening up my mind because when I was working more consistently with the therapist, I was focusing on, you know, some of the anxiety and stress I had as it related to the pandemic and as it related to relationship within my immediate family. And those were some of the purposes that I was, you know, working with her. And then also I started throwing in like, you know, self-confidence and, you know, wanting to think bigger and abundance and like different things like that. But wow, my mind just like exploded on the inside in a good way of thinking like, wow, how powerful would it be if you had a therapist and a coach at the same time?
I'm telling you, you're a fun team. Need a team.
Wow. Need goals a team. Think, for me. Seriously, like that.
Think about it.
Yes.
I'm gonna circle back to the 2022 world champion Houston Astros right now and say, like, honestly, yo, any professional sports club, you have a batting coach, baseball. You have a batting coach. You have a hitting coach. You know what I'm saying? You have a strength and conditioning coach. If something happens, you have nutritionists. They have fucking a squad. They have a squad of people. So why shouldn't you? To keep you performing at your best, to keep you running at a high level, and if you don't know what that feels like and you want to experience, why not invest in a team? And I'm not saying you have to get everybody at once, but one piece at a time. Oh, I would also like to add the right therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because the first thing I was thinking, like, I'm sure some people are in here like, oh, invest in a team. I can't invest in a team. I don't have the money. Look, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But the people, how do I want to say this? We're speaking to, how do I want to say this? Okay, so I'm going to say this in two ways. Look, I understand that there's lots of people who listen to this podcast and you're all different financial situations and we appreciate you. But also, you know, especially if you're an executive, a CEO, an entrepreneur with a six-figure plus business, you have the funds to be able to invest in a team of people around you. And so remember that it's important for you to be supported in multiple facets and things will ebb and flow. And I love this concept because if it can help you to expand and grow and dream bigger and all of that and making sure they're all aligned, because of course you don't want like people who are giving you like conflicting advice, but that is also the power of using your intuition and being very intentional and very clear on what it is you want. Like Jay said about finding the right therapist, like it's making sure that you're aligning with the right people. And maybe it starts off with one or two and then it grows. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to take it a step further and say, I really don't give a fuck if you do or don't have six figures. If this is important for you, you'll figure out a way to make that shit happen.
So true. Yeah. Yeah. So true. Fuck yeah. Hell to the yeah. All right. So, you know, as we're heading into the new year, because that's just when this podcast released. But look, as you know, anything else, this can apply at any point in your life. Because that, like, if you listen to all of 10 of these things and everything we've talked about, it doesn't matter if it's July or January. It really does not matter. These apply no matter what time of the year.
Yep.
And
they're fucking good luck.
We hope that you have really just thought about some things and really thought about like, how can you intentionally and set up yourself for success in the years to come, the year and years to come. I was like trying to figure out how to say both at the same time. Because that's really what matters. Like, how can you step into, how can you become the person you need to be able to live the life that you want to live?
Right.
That is literally the facts and the foundation of it all. And so whatever you can do to move towards that, please take the steps. Take the steps. Hell yeah. All right. I like this episode. It's kind of a cool little, you know, spinny on things. Oh my God. Okay. See you guys on the next episode.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.